PLO Lumumba here at the Aberdare's Country Club in Nyeri County in the Republic of Kenya in this continent of Africa. Today, we talk about an interesting country. The first country, black country, to regain independence in the Western Hemisphere. This country that the French conquered and called Saint-Domingue was a country that was controlled and is on the island of Hispaniola. Remember that the Spanish were also there, but Haiti was captured by the French and was used as an enslaving post. And the indigenous people were under the control of the French for a very long time. And ironically and paradoxically, it is because of the French Revolution that the slaves were also given the impetus to revolt. Toussaint de Louverture is considered as the father of the Haitian Revolution, starting from 1799, culminating to the year 1802. And when he succeeded and sent the message that Haiti was now going to be free, he thought that Haiti was. But what happened? What happened is Napoleon at that time brought in a big brigade and Toussaint de Louverture was captured and taken to Paris. And at that time, they thought that Haiti would lose its independence. But what happened is that the spirit continued and the French were defeated by Jean-Jacques de Ceylon, who in 1804 became the first emperor of Haiti. And that was constitutionalized through the Haiti Constitution of the year 1805. It is instructive that at that time, what had happened is that Haiti was renamed. Haiti was renamed Haiti. And those who are students of history will know that the word Haiti actually comes from the Taino language, Haiti, which means the land of the mountain, and restored that indigenous name. And de Ceylon then became the leader. But something happened that in 1884, the French came and surrounded Haiti. And they said, if you do not surrender, we are going to colonize you again. We are going to introduce slavery unless you pay a levy. And they imposed a levy on Haiti, which Haiti was paying. The payment was completed in the year 1947. If you doubt why Haiti is the way it is, why Haiti has been so confused, you can understand the interest of the French and the interest of the Americans. Haiti was never meant to be a success story. And Haiti was troubled when Jean-Jacques de Ceylon left at one time. Of course, there's been a long story which cannot be told in this episode, but Haiti becomes prominent in the eyes of the world in the 1980 when an enigmatic figure comes to the fore, François Duvalier. François Duvalier, sometimes referred to as Papa Doc, was a medical doctor. But when he came to power, he also became a voodoo master and controlled that island using voodoo and detained his people. It's even rumored that he ate their flesh. He did many things, and if you are his cabinet minister, you are cabinet minister in the morning, and in the afternoon you could very well be replaced. And he had one person called de Babon, who was the head of his military guard. He created an army of goons called the Tonton Macoute. The Tonton Macoute were operating outside of the army and were terrorizing everybody who was opposed to François Duvalier. For that reason, Haiti became poor because he could not allow any meaningful economic activity to take place. He governed Haiti from 1915 1858 through to the year 1971 when he died, and his son, Jean Duvalier, the young Duvalier, called Baby Doc, took power. When Baby Doc took power, he appeared to make certain changes, but there were no real changes because really he continued with the Tonton Macoute, continued with the same thing, continued with corruption. And what then happened is that ultimately he was overthrown. And when he was overthrown in the year 1986, Haiti had no ruler. They had a transitional military junta, Conseil de Gouvernement, which then controlled and ruled Haiti until the year 1990 and 1991, when a Catholic priest, Jean Aristide Bertrand, became the president out of an election. And it's instructive that one of the things that Aristide did, which was very unique, he was the first leader of Haiti to speak both French and Creole. And he created a party called La Valache. La Valache is the Creole name for the avalanche. He talked to the people, he recruited the people. Being a Catholic priest, he wanted to do good, but he did not stay in power for more than a year. One day, his American guards, the American Marines, came and they told him, "You are leaving." And he left. And when he left, he was taken to the United States and then taken to South Africa. And as I speak to you, he lives in South Africa, Jean Bertrand Aristide. He has wanted to go back, but he cannot be allowed to go back. But it's important to note that between in the year 2014 and 2017, the UN actually sent a peacekeeping force in Haiti, but they too had to leave because the gangs had become too many and Haiti had literally become ungovernable. So when Aristide left, we had a situation where there was no government and Moïse Juvenal became the president of Haiti, and he too was removed. And it's not lost on me that at one time he visited Kenya, and when he was on his way home, he discovered that he could not go back to Port-au-Prince. That is the state of Haiti, so that when we talk about the state of Haiti as a country, it is forgotten. Why do I say that Haiti is a forgotten country? It would appear to me that the UN abandoned Haiti. It would appear to me that the Americans abandoned Haiti. And the Haitians who are resident in the United States, of course, were sometimes involved in invading Haiti. And the gangs now control Haiti so that in Port-au-Prince, you cannot have a stable government. The Latin American countries have also not been involved in Haiti. Next to them in the Dominican Republic, when refugees go to that part of the world, they are sent back out of Haiti. We now have a force, and the state of Kenya is one of the countries that donated some of their police officers to be in Port-au-Prince in Haiti. But as we speak now in the month of July, the year 2025, what we know is that the gangs once again control 90% of Port-au-Prince. That is the state of Haiti. You know, those of us who ask about Africans in the diaspora ask the question, if the United States of America wanted to stabilize Haiti, can it not do so? If the UN wanted to stabilize Haiti, can't it be a trust territory of the UN for some years to bring stabilization? If the Latin Americans wanted to stabilize Haiti, can they do so? Why is Haiti abandoned by the world? Why is Haiti one of the few countries in the world that cannot have stable leadership? Why are the French not interested in this particular country? Why do we want Haiti to be unstable while the Dominican Republic in the same island of Hispaniola is stable? What is it? Is it because Haiti was an island that bloodied the nose of the Western world, that a black revolution and a black slave in Toussaint la Louverture had succeeded in defeating the French, and that their sins have not been forgiven them? Is it because Jean-Jacques de Salon succeeded in warding off the French army and Napoleon? It is not lost on me that they say in Haiti that you can count, but you cannot calculate. Whatever it means, nobody knows, but they tell the world, you can count, but you cannot calculate. And that is why they say, you can punish us all you want, but Haiti will always be under our hands. You tried to invade it, but you did not succeed. You crippled us by imposing on us penalties for having colonized us. The Americans invaded us using the Marines. You have allowed gangs to thrive. You've crippled the economy of our country. You've allowed, or you have ensured that our only independently and freely elected leader, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who wanted to ensure that all peoples are involved in the affairs of Haiti, is exiled in South Africa, in the mother continent, as if to tell Haiti, you go back to your mother continent. So right now, if there is a failed state, one of the failed states, it is Haiti. If there is a state where gangs are running riot, it is Haiti. Whether that can or can be restored is another debate, but many think that it can. But many also know that there are those in whose interest it is to have a chaotic Haiti, because chaos is also the source of certain diabolical economic enterprises. Unfortunately, Haiti has been failed by its big neighbor, the United States of America. It has been failed by its big neighbors in that neighborhood like Brazil. It has been failed by the United Nations. You now are importing people thousands of miles away from Kenya, believing that they can stabilize the environment while the Kenyan soldiers do not even speak French. How do they communicate? It is as if you are saying, you Africans, take care of yourselves. Geography does not matter. That is the tragedy in which Haiti finds herself, and is something that I think remains a scar on the conscience of the world. Wherever they are, Toussaint de Louverture, Jean-Jacques de Salon, you changed it from Saint-Domingue into Haiti, that mountainous country of the Taino people of the Orinoco Basin, remain alive. And one hopes and prays that the international community will wake up to salvage Haiti. Brothers and sisters, we take a break in order to reflect as we think about the continent of Africa. We will come back again to continue with the conversation. Thank you. Thank you very much.